Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shirin Sfas Emes for the All Parsha app. When it comes to the brachas that Yitzchak Avinu gives to Yaakov Avinu, there's many, many questions which are dealt with in the Rishonim and the Echrayim and the Sifri Musar, Sifri Chasidus, Sifri Pnimis, exactly what was taking place in this story between Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. Some of the questions include, why did Yitzchak love Esav? Why didn't Yitzchak see through Esav's farce? Why didn't he understand who Esav was? Why did Rivka love Yaakov Avinu and not love Esav? Why did Yitzchak want to give the brachas dafka to Esav? How did Yitzchak not realize that Esav was Esav when he walked in? If Yitzchak saw that it was kol Yaakov Yidaimidei Esav, why did he choose to give the brachas nevertheless, even though there was confusion about who was standing in front of him? There's many questions and a lot to speak about when it comes to the brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov Avinu. But the Sfas Emes talks about two specific questions and helps put the whole idea of what the brachas are and how they're related to us into perspective. So two questions the Sfas Emes deals with in Shnas Tafresh Lamed Beis are the following. First of all, how did Yitzchak not know that the person that was walking into his room was Yaakov Avinu? Yitzchak clearly had the Shechina dwelling on him. That was the only way he was able to give the brachas. The brachas were not brachas that he was able to give on his own merit. Rather, he was a conduit for the blessings of Hashem. And therefore, the only way he can give brachas is when the Shechina is Shaira on him, when he has the Shechina with him. How did Yitzchak not have that ability to be able to see that the person walking in front of him was Yaakov Avinu? Although he was physically blind, spiritually he had the capabilities to be able to see what was taking place. Why did Hashem hide from Yitzchak Avinu that Yaakov Avinu is the one that walked in and not Esav? The second question the Sfas Emes deals with is perhaps a stronger question. Why did Hashem set it up in a way that Yaakov Avinu needed to steal, through lying and trickery, the brachas from Esav? If Hashem wanted that Yaakov Avinu and we subsequently get the brachas, why didn't Hashem just make it that Yitzchak desired to give the brachas to Yaakov Avinu? Let him give the brachas to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov would have accepted it properly without needing to lie. Anoichi Esav Becherecha. He could have come in and said, I'm Yaakov Avinu, and Yitzchak would have given the brachas directly to Yaakov Avinu. If that was what was going to take place at the end of the day anyways, why did Hashem need to create a situation, a scenario, where the brachas were meant to be given to Esav and Yitzchak wanted to give it to Esav? And only through trickery was Yaakov able to take away the brachas. Zaktis Vasem is an unbelievable yesod. Yitzchak looked at his two children. He looked at Esav and he looked at Yaakov. And he said, Yaakov is ishtam yoshev aholim. Yaakov is sitting and learning. Yaakov is a tzaddik. Yaakov is a tamim. Yaakov doesn't need an extra special dose of siyata deshmaya to be able to make it through the gashmias of olam hazeh. Yaakov already understands what's important in life. He already understands how to connect to Hashem. He already understands the value of learning and davening. Yaakov Avinu is ishtam yoshev aholim. He's good. He'll be able to withstand the nesyonim of Olam Hazeh. But then Yitzchak looks at Esav, and Yitzchak saw through the farce of Esav. Yitzchak was able to see who Esav really was. And he says, Esav is Ish Sadeh. Esav is dealing with the challenges of living in Olam Hazeh. He's dealing with a tremendous Yetzirah. He's dealing with Taivis. And Esav is Ish Tzayed. Esav is the one who requires that unconditional love. Esav is the one who needs that extra dose of Siyata D'Shmaya in order to be able to get close to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And therefore, when Yitzchak had to decide which one of his two sons are more worthy of receiving the brachas, he knew that Yaakov Avinu was a greater tzaddik. But that's gufo why, that's specifically why he wanted to give the brachas to Esav. He said Esav is a bigger Rasha. Esav is dealing with a greater Yetzihara. Esav is a greater set of challenges, and therefore he is the one that needs those brachas even more than Yaakov Avinu. And therefore Yitzchak decided that if I'm going to give the brachas to one of my two children, it's going to be Esav and not Yaakov. Not because he thought Esav was a bigger tzaddik, but on the contrary, because he understood that Esav was dealing with a greater challenge, and Esav was an Ish Sadeh, because he saw what Esav was involved in, that he was involved in the things of this world and they were dragging him down, Yitzchak Avinu said, I need to give the brachas to Esav Arasha in order to be able to be machzer him l'dei tshuva, to allow him to get back onto the path of Avodas Hashem and allow him to become like Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ahalim. But what the Rabbanu Shel Olam did, says the Sfas Emes, is an unbelievable chesed. Had Hashem had the brachas been given to Yaakov Avinu with the knowledge that it was Yaakov Avinu, then the brachas would have been limited to its tzaddik. What the Rabbanu Shel Olam did is that Yitzchak wanted to give these brachas to Esav because he wanted to be machzer l'dei tshuva. Had Yitzchak wanted to give brachas to Yaakov Avinu, there would have been ones that were tailor-made for a tzaddik, for an ishtam yoshev aholim. Instead, Yitzchak had this desire to give brachas to a rasha in order to allow him to come back l'dei tshuva. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam made that Yaakov Avinu walked in the guise of Esav and stole the brachas that were meant for somebody who's a Rasha, brachas which are meant to bring somebody back onto the path, not for himself. He didn't need these kind of brachas. These brachas were ones which were made for Esav, not Yaakov Avinu. But that's specifically why Hashem wanted Yaakov Avinu to get these brachas. Like the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, and the Sfasamis brings the Zohar, that the Rabban Hashem wanted that Yaakov takes the brachas not for himself, but for the future Dairis. That in the door of the Ikvas of the Mashiach, B'Soif Yom, the Zohar HaKadosh says, in the door of Tavshin Pei Beis in 2021, the Rabban Hashem saw that there's going to be a nation which is going to be struggling with Taivas of Olam Hazeh. Klal Yisrael is going to be struggling with tremendous Nesyonis. And Hashem said that we need more than ever those brachas of Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore the Rabban Hashem said Yitzchak should be giving the brachas not to somebody who he thinks is Yaakov Avinu, but to somebody who he thinks is Esav. So that way those are brachas that will be able to ensure that each and every Yid, no matter how far down he falls, no matter where he finds himself, no matter how deep into the dirt he finds himself, will be able to pick themselves back up and be able to come back to the path of tshuva. Because those are the brachas that Yitzchak gave. He gave brachas which are meant for an Esav HaRasha to be able to bring him back on the path. And therefore Hashem set it up that Yaakov walks in looking like Esav, so that Yaakov takes the brachas which are made for Esav in order that we in the future Dairis, even when we fall to the place where we may look externally like Esav, will have the capability and the siyata d'shmaya through the brachas to be able to come back on the path lidei tshuva. And that's the pshat that the Medrash tells us, the famous Medrash, that when Yaakov Avinu walks in, the Pasuk says, V'yireach es reach begadav. He smelled the smell of his clothing. The Medrash says, Al tikri begadav, don't read it, begadav is clothing, ela begadav, those that rebel. And the Medrash says, who is this referring to? The Medrash says, Kegon Yosef Meshisa. And the Medrash goes on and tells us the story that when the Romans came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the Romans were afraid to enter the Beis HaMikdash. The Romans understood the Kedusha and the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were afraid. They said, if a Yisrael is not able to walk into there, we're not going to walk in. But they said, maybe if a Yid walks in, the Rabban Hashem won't punish him. And therefore they announced, any Yid that walks into the Beis HaMikdash can take whatever keli he wants, whatever vessel he wants, and can keep it for his own personal use. And this Yosef Meshisa, a kaifer and apikiris, somebody who was so low that he went into the place that the Romans were afraid to go into, said, I'll go in. And the Romans sent him into the Beis HaMikdash, and he walked out carrying the menorah. And the Romans said, listen, we told you can take whatever you want, but the menorah is not appropriate for somebody simple like you. You can go back in and take anything else other than the menorah, but the menorah is not appropriate for somebody simple. The menorah is meant for a king, meant for somebody special. And Yosef Meshisa said, I'm not going back in. He said, I went in once, I already angered the Rabban Hashem, I'm not going back in. And the Romans said, if you don't go back in, we're going to torture you and kill you on this spot. And Yosef Meshisa said, I don't care. I'm willing to be tortured and killed rather than go back in and anger the Rabban Hashem again. Zak de Medrash, that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Vayireach es reach begadav, al tukri begadav elo begadav. And according to what the Sfasemis is saying, it's so obvious what the Medrash is telling us. Who did Yitzchak give the brachas to? He gave the brachas to somebody like Yosef Meshisa, somebody in that door of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, somebody in our door who's fallen, who's not holding where they should be. But Yitzchak gave the brachas to be able to allow somebody even like Yosef Meshisa to be able to pick themselves back up after doing an Avera and to come back on the path to Lidei Tshuva. To say that we're not going to anger the Rabban Hashem again, we're going to become close to the Rabban Hashem again, willing to be Meiser Nefesh, to do what's necessary to revitalize our relationship with Hashem. And that's why the Rabban Hashem set it up in an unbelievable way. That Yitzchak didn't know who walked in. Yitzchak thought that it was Esav that walked in. And therefore Yitzchak gave brachas which are tailor-made for Esav in order to help Esav come Lidei Tshuva. But the Rabban Hashem made that Yaakov Avinu took those brachas, not for himself, but for each and every one of us in our generation, to be able to pick ourselves back up and to be able to get back on the path of Avodas Hashem, to be able to get back on the path of Kirvus Elokim LiTov. That's the beauty of what the Rabban Hashem did, that Yaakov took Esav's brachas, so for us, for the future generations, Hashem should help us that when we find ourselves down in the mud, we find ourselves falling, we find ourselves in that place of Yosef Meshisa, that place of Beigdav, where we feel like we're rebelling, we should be able to pick ourselves back up. B'schus the brachas of Yitzchak Avinu, the brachas that Yitzchak gave to somebody who he thought was Esav, somebody who thought was Ish Sada, we should be able to pick ourselves back up and be able to come back on the path Lidei Tshuva, and be able to revitalize and re-energize and reconnect back to the Rabban Shalom. Have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.